friends. I'm your host, Erin Port, and welcome to the Simple Purposeful Living Podcast. Life can be overwhelming and busy, so once a week, I invite you to join me, and together we will make simple tweaks to uncomplicate the hard parts of our life so we can spend more time doing what we love. You don't have to overhaul your life to love it, so let's get started. Welcome back to the Simple Purposeful Living Podcast. I am so excited about the guest today. Becky from The Clean Mama is here, and not only does she have a wealth of knowledge with over 700,000 followers on Instagram alone, she has so many resources to help you. Plus, she has the most authentic, down-to-earth personality. I just loved her when I met her, and I know you will as well. So, Becky, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm thrilled to be here with you.
Can you share a little bit about yourself and why you founded Clean Mama and what the listeners today can learn from following you?
Yeah. So I founded Clean Mama in 2009, like officially on the www. But I had started my own cleaning routine back when my husband and I were first married. So that was like 2000. And that was more out of desperation. And that was why I have always liked cleaning. I don't have a problem with cleaning and I enjoyed kind of tidying things up and whatnot. But when we first were married and we're trying to figure out how to keep our little apartment clean while working, like he worked two jobs, I worked three jobs. Like we were kind of working a lot and our apartment was a mess, or I was spending weekends cleaning. So he would work on weekends, I would clean, and it just kind of was like, well, this isn't really fun and it's messy all week long. So I started the routine then, but then, and it, everything felt really hard mm-hmm. at that point. But then once we started adding children, I was like, what was I complaining about? That was so easy. But the routine changed with each kid. I kind of like morphed it into something different because I was always trying to figure out a better way to get things done in a hurry while still having a clean house. So with, by the time our third was born, I had already started Clean Mama. It was about 2 years old at that point, but I was working another job at that time when I started Clean Mama, and that was a full-time job and I was traveling and pregnant and
oh my goodness.
And the routine still worked. That was when I made like those final iterations on it to like, really like, this is going to work even when you're busier and physically like unable to do things. And that's kind of where it all started. So once I brought it to the blog and started sharing it online, Etsy was starting at that point. I started selling my routine on Etsy in the form of homekeeping printables. No one else was doing it at the time. And that's kind of where it took off. And with the blog too, because people weren't really talking about cleaning online. It was more like on the mom blog kind of sense. Mm-hmm. But I was just talking about cleaning and not sharing my kids. And so it was just a little bit different. And I continued to share it online. I've written 4 books. It's kind of wild, like how it really changed and how it's grown through the years. My background is I was an art teacher. So I did that for 10 years. And I was the art teacher that liked to have my room cleaned up when the kids left. So I kind of struggled with that. Let's have fun and, you know, make a mess. But then I was also really working with them to clean up their spaces. How can we do this quickly? While sending home little notes with their parents on like, okay, here's a stain. I would like had safety pins with a piece of paper. Here's a stain. This is what you do to get it off. So I was giving them like little tips that way too. So when I look back, there were a lot of things that were kind of all leading into the website in general. And while it's changed and the internet has changed drastically, I still love sharing the same thing, my routine, tips and tricks, and strategies for making it a little bit easier?
Well, we have a lot in common, and because I'm a former teacher, but it's not about me today. But what I heard you say that I think is so important and something I preach so often is you tweaked your routine to fit the season of life you're in. And I think that's so important because I think so many of us get stuck in that this is the way I've always done it. Why does it feel hard? Or why does it feel like it's not working anymore? Well, seasons change. And like you said, tweaking it to make it fit your current season is so important. So I love that. Okay, so we're in the spring season. You're a mom like I am. We've got busy sports schedules and school schedules, but we're also thinking like, okay, my house needs a little bit of a refresh. So can you share some practical strategies for breaking down spring cleaning tasks into more small and manageable pieces so it doesn't feel so overwhelming?
Yeah, I think that when we think of any cleaning topic, it's like big. It's always like this big production. And if you're working in small amounts of time, like I think most people do, it would be rare to have like a 10-hour period where you could just clean uninterrupted. Yes. Like, yes. And does anyone really want to do that? Probably not.
So, I don't.
No. So I break it down and I work it into my routine. So for instance, like if I am vacuuming, I'll look at what I can do, like the vacuuming types of spring cleaning. So that would be like vacuuming your baseboards. You can do that while you're vacuuming. Mm. Vacuuming window blinds. You can do that while you're vacuuming. So I'm not bringing out multiple things. Like I think that also is kind of stressful is when we're bringing out all these. I mean, it takes so long just to get set up.
Yes.
By the time you get set up, it's kind of pointless.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, got to get the kids, like, or got to go to this or got to do that. And it's, so I think that if you can put those two tasks together, so when you're doing something else that you have to do, whether it's dusting, vacuuming, if you're cleaning a bathroom, I mean, whatever you're doing, think of a spring cleaning task that you can add to that. I have a free cleaning spring cleaning checklist. I have like a couple of them on the blog right now. I've got one where I have broken it down into four rooms or four areas of the home. So you can, you know, use that for inspiration. But I think that the easiest way to do that is just to simply attach it to another cleaning task.
I love that. It's kind of like habit stacking, which we talk a lot about, right? Like we're already doing something. So just add one more thing. That for me feels very, like as we were talking, I was like, oh, that feels way less overwhelming. Like I was like, okay, I could totally do the baseboards. Or I was even thinking like something I never clean is the inside of my windows. But I was like, if I'm cleaning the bathroom, I could just do my bathroom window sill while I'm in there. That doesn't feel like I'm not having to do all of them. I love that. That's such good. I don't know why that was like mind blowing to me. Thank you. Okay. So you talk a lot about routines and schedules, which I'm a huge proponent of because I feel like when we get in a good routine, we don't even have to think about it. It's just, this is what we do. This is what we do on Monday or Tuesday or whatever. So how can listeners create a realistic cleaning schedule that fits with their busy lives without feeling overwhelmed?
Yeah. So I encourage people to use a framework that's already started because then you're not going through the work of trying to figure it out. Because a lot of times if you go through the work of trying to figure it out, you're kind of done by the time you've figured it out because it's a lot of organization. And I think that makes it more difficult, especially if you're already overwhelmed, instead of saying, like, oh, I'm going to figure out a cleaning routine. I'm going to decide when I should do this and when I should do that. And by the time you've gone through that whole process, trust me, I've spent years perfecting a cleaning routine that it's easier just to start with something that's already established. So I always encourage people to try my cleaning routine. It's flexible. So you can like tweak it to fit your home or your schedule. but at least you have a framework that you can work from. By having that framework, that's going to propel you forward, and it's going to help you just get started, because that's really the hardest thing. So my routine has four parts. There are the daily tasks, the weekly tasks, and those are the two things that I always say, just start there. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just the daily tasks, just five things a day, just start to work through those, or start with one. I mean, we all know that the dirt is always going to be there. Mm-hmm. It always comes back. There's always going to be laundry. There's always going to be dishes. There's always going to be crumbs on the floor. Like, it's life. And that's the blessing of having people in our homes, is that there are messes to clean up. So embrace it, do your best, and work through, like, do what you can do in a day. Those daily tasks paired with the weekly tasks are what really will turn your house around. Mm-hmm. I have had people that it's taken it took me a week and my house looks completely different. It took me 2 weeks. My house looks completely different. But it's like, you have to get to that buy-in where you're actually willing to try it. Mm. And once you're willing to try it and say, I'm just going to try it, because what I've been doing for 30 years, 20 years, 40 years, whatever, isn't working for me. So I'm going to try this and see. And that's where I think that that's just kind of the difference. So if you're trying to come up with a routine, all a routine is something that you're repeating. Mm-hmm. And my daily tasks, there are things you're probably doing. It's like picking up clutter, wiping counters, checking the floors if anything needs to be vacuumed or swept, doing a load of laundry, making your bed. Those five things, I mean, those are simple tasks that you can do, and you can do, you know, one or two of them before you leave for work, one or two of them when you come home. I mean, if you're not home all day, you don't have to be home all day to do daily tasks. Mm-hmm. And then the weekly tasks are assigned to days of the week. So like on Mondays, I do bathrooms, Tuesdays is dusting, Wednesday is vacuuming, Thursday is washing the floors, Friday is a catch all day. So that's a day you can catch up. So you didn't do bathrooms, you do them on Friday, or you say, you know what, it's fine, I'll do them the next Monday. Like it's not, you never have to catch up, you know, because you're perpetually catching up all the time, because there's always messes. Yeah.
I love this so much, because like you said, like I'm even thinking, like I do a lot of those things. And honestly, what I have found is a little bit every day keeps the overwhelm away. That's what I have found in my own life and what I've shared with others. And that's what I'm hearing you say too, is just a little every day. And I think when we break it down like that, what you said earlier is it feels, just when you say cleaning, it just feels like a whole production. But when you lay it out like that, it feels way less overwhelming. And I think we have this idea of what cleaning should be, like, oh, I need to be doing all of these things all the time, where you're saying like, there's just a few daily tasks. And I also love what you said, where like, if you miss a week, well, then I know I'm going to get to it next week. Like, that's okay. Yeah. And that happens. Mm-hmm. You know, you have sick kids, mm-hmm. or you go on vacation. I love that. Okay. The Simple Purposeful Living podcast is sponsored by the Simple Purposeful Living Shop. Our shop includes our best-selling 52-week meal planner and brain dump notepad, plus all of our other paper print products that help you simplify life on purpose. Visit the Simple Purposeful Living Shop at www.shop.simplepurposefulliving.com and use code PODCAST for 10% off your order. All right, before we get to the rapid fire questions, last question I have is, what words of encouragement can you give our listeners who may feel daunted by the prospect of keeping their home clean? You know, you've shared so many so many resources already, but what would your last words of encouragement be?
Yeah, I think that the main thing that I always encourage people to think about is it's never every day is different. Mm. And every day is a fresh start. So if every day is different, that means that the seasons change. Like if you are in the throes of a brand new baby and your house is a disaster and you can't, like, I mean, we all know how that feels. Well, I don't know if we all know, but if you, most of us, if you know how that feels, you know that that's a tough spot to be in. And it does feel like it's, you're not going to come out of that, that time, or maybe you're just super busy and you're working outside of the home and you'd rather not be working outside of the home, but you've, you know, like there's just so many different scenarios, but every day is different and every day is a fresh start. So if you can think of it like that, so you're not feeling so overwhelmed or forlorn about your situation, those, it will pass, it will change. And you might even wish that it was back to what you were hoping would be gone to. So just embrace it, do your best. And by remembering that every day is a fresh start, like I truly mean that, like when, like if you don't get something done, you don't get it done. Like whatever. if you're like, I've been saying I would clean my bathrooms every Monday for the last 3 weeks and I still haven't, clean a toilet. Like you don't have to clean it top to bottom. It's just go clean something. So clean your toilets this week, next week, clean your counters. The following week, maybe you'll get more done, whatever. It's not the end of the world. And I think just give yourself grace and realize that it's just dirt.
It is. Yes. I love that. I love that. Okay. So some rapid fire questions. What's a space you always have to keep clean?
My kitchen. That's my, I definitely have to keep the kitchen clean because that's where we're at most. We have kind of an open floor plan. So if that looks clean and picked up, Everything else kind of looks clean and picked up.
Amen. I say I have non-negotiable spaces because I work from home and we have an open floor plan too. So like my kitchen, dining room, and living room, if they're picked up and like tidy, I can get work done. I don't care about the basement playroom or the bedrooms. We do that once a week, but I agree. Okay. What's one thing you never clean or clean rarely?
I'm horrible about the basement. That's, I will pay my kids to clean.
Hey, one of my tweaks I tell moms all the time is delegate. Oh, so smart and simplifying in that area.
Yeah. Usually whatever I have in my wallet, like if I've got a 5 or a 10 or a 20, I'll be like, who wants it? Who wants to vacuum the basement and clean? I mean, and our basement is not finished. So it's like a basement. And you know, but the kids play down there and do stuff and it ends up, I hate it.
But we can't see it. So it's out of sight and out of mind, right?
Exactly.
All right. How do you handle cleaning tasks that you really dislike? Is there a cleaning task you like?
Yeah. I hate bathrooms. Okay. I hate cleaning bathrooms. And so I do that on Mondays because I get it out of the way. Because if I know that as the week goes on, I'm usually like more tired. And less energized. So that's why Monday is bathrooms day. And yeah, that's how, so I take care of it first. If I don't want to do it, I take care of it first. It's that eat the frog or whatever.
Yep. Do the hard thing first. I love that. Okay. Best time-saving tip when it comes to cleaning.
Have your supplies ready. So have a caddy that you use with the supplies in it. I like to keep a bathroom caddy in the bathrooms under the sinks so that I can just quick clean those if I'm in there. That worked really well when my kids were little. If they were like toddlers and bathing, I could keep an eye on them while cleaning the bathrooms. But having the supplies ready takes that guesswork part out of it.
That has been a huge tweak for me too, is I keep cleaning supplies in each of the bathrooms and then in our kitchen and then in our laundry room. And I tell you what, just even that little bit makes the process so much simpler because I'm not having to go get the items. And then I get into another room and I'm like, oh, I should really do this. And then it ends up being like, oh, what was I even doing in the first place?
Right.
All right.
Okay. Or the phone rings or like distracted or
a kid needs a snack or whatever. Yes. Okay. Do you have a favorite cleaning product? And if so, what is it?
Oxygen whitener is my favorite cleaning product. So I have it in my shop. It's, but it's like a laundry. It's a replacement for bleach, but it's safe and natural. So But you can also use it to clean with. So you can use it like to in your carpet shampooer. You can mix it with soap and water and use it for a scrub, like for a porcelain sink. But I love that's my favorite because it's multi-purposed too. So,
okay. I'm going to get the link from you and we'll put that in the show notes as well. Okay. In closing, this has been awesome. I'm like all motivated to go clean. Can you share where they can find you? And then I will be sure to get the link from you for your cleaning routine checklist that they can download. So we'll put that in the show notes. But where can they find you and get inspired with all of your awesome cleaning tips and your sweet, authentic personality?
Oh, thanks. So cleanmama.com is my website. And I'm on socials at Clean Mama, and it's MAMA. And you can find me there. Go to the free guides page. That's where you'll find the free guide to the cleaning routine.
And you have, like you said, like products to help clean. You're just a wealth of information. And I'm so thankful that you came on because honestly, cleaning can be so overwhelming, especially spring cleaning, but you really demystified it and I think really simplified it for people with these little tweaks and tips. So I really appreciate you taking the time, Becky. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks.
And I hope you have a great day.
You too.
Thanks for tuning in to the Simple Purposeful Living podcast. If you liked this episode, it would mean so much if you'd share it with a friend or leave a quick rating and review so others can find our show. Until next time, you can find me at Simple Purposeful Living on Instagram and Facebook for some more encouragement and practical tips. You get one life, so let's enjoy it on purpose. Until next time, bye.